This is Ozarks at Large. Students can bridge the gap between formal education and a professional life after classes with internships, residencies, and apprenticeships. Later this week, students in the University of Arkansas's Hospitality and Restaurant Management program will receive hands-on experience when they execute all maneuvers for a weekend this month at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. They'll be at the front desk. They'll be doing a turndown service. They'll prepare a special dinner and more. Robert Harrington is the 21st Century Endowed Chair in Hospitality at the U of A. He says the upcoming weekend, which is Friday night, February 21st, and Saturday morning, the 22nd, is the sixth annual such event, and it's called a class act.
We coined the term to represents the students and experiential learning and that they're involved in. Plus, it's a gala event that we want to be very, very nice, very high end, and very pleasurable for the guests.
This is kind of an immersion, isn't it, for the students?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, we have students that are involved specifically that takes leadership roles in the actual event that we meet every week and are involved in planning the menu, decor, service, and then they'll work with other students that also volunteer and are part of the event. And so, it's a great opportunity to both learn how that type of an event operates and is executed, as well as gives them the chance, because there's a lot of industry folks there that interview students and to network with them and interact with them the night of the event and then after the event of the career networking portion of it.
It's as if you were a drama student and someone like, I don't know, Martin Scorsese is out there watching how you do it, and then afterward you're going to go up and talk to him.
That's exactly right.
That's a little intimidating.
That's right. That's right. But it's really interesting. The industry folks working in hotels, restaurants, what have you, really enjoy being able to see the students in kind of their natural environment and how they react in different ways, as opposed to just seeing an interview, more formal kind of setting, and vice versa.
It'd be one thing if you did this and you did it, say, on campus or you rented a hall. But man, it's real because you're going to a real place.
Now, that's right. And this will be our sixth one. And every year so far, we've had it at the 1886 Crescent Hotel up in Eureka Springs. And so this idea emerged, I guess, about 7 years ago with discussions with Jack Moyer, the general manager, and offered to turn over the hotel to us. The students are involved in helping to, at the front desk, book the guests in, helping with their luggage. You know, we have turndown service. We have reception. We have different beverage stations. And so the whole thing from start to finish in terms of the guest experience.
For Jack Moyer to do this the first time, I mean – there's a little bit of a leap of faith there. I know that these are students who have gone through it and they've had great training, but still, you're turning your business over.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly, you would have to wonder as a manager, how does that reflect on our business if it doesn't come out well? I mean, people are going to assume that it was something that the hotel did or not knowing it's the students or that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's an interesting public-private kind of relationship, but it seems to work. It has worked out well.
If you're a student, does it work up like 1 year you're kind of on the periphery and you get more and more involved as you advance in the academic career?
Yes. So, students at different levels may get assigned to tasks that have less responsibility, and as they progress and if they've been at the event and participated, several times or a couple times before, then they'll take much more leadership roles. And it also fleshes out in terms of their interests, so some are interested in events, some are interested in, sales and marketing, some may be interested in the culinary side, some more the front of the house, some wine service, whatever. So we try to fit them in there with their interests and strengths as well.
You have a different theme every year?
Yeah, every year we have a different theme. And so this year is Genießerland, which is German for the land of culinary pleasure or indulgences. And so we chose that theme because we wanted to highlight both the impact of German immigrants into Arkansas that has certainly influenced Arkansas cuisine. We also have a great exchange relationship with a university in Heilbronn, and so we have students from Heilbronn here every semester and our students going over there. Plus, we have faculty exchanges and research relationships and that kind of thing. And then also, every year at this event, we acknowledge and recognize someone in the field that's made a significant contribution to the hospitality industry, either in Arkansas, nationally, internationally. This year's recipient, Michael Chafin, who's the general manager and COO for the Capitol Hotel down in Little Rock, has been a member of our advisory board for the past 5 years and has been a great mentor for many of our students and has certainly contributed to the industry. But he actually was born and lived in Germany for the first 10 years, so it also ties into that coincidentally.
Pleasure or indulgences? Those last three words. You're setting the bar high. What's on the menu?
and we hope we can deliver. And so part of the challenge for the students this year was to come up with menu items, a good menu, but we also wanted to integrate some wow factor with each of those items. So some of the things that we're working on, we're having a salad, which can be very mundane, but this salad we're calling it salad shaken, not stirred. So kind of going to the James Bond theme, kind of a martini style, but glass cylinders that we're using to mix the salad. So it'll be micro greens with a German yogurt dressing, some fresh berries, nuts, and rosemary flatbread. And then, in addition to that, once it's shaken, not stirred, we're going to smoke it under glass. So we've got these things called smoking guns. And so we'll put a glass cover on it, add some smoke, and then lift that off when the guest takes the salad and have those aromas and smells and everything as well.
This will all be done in front of the patron?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So trying to make it much more interactive and a lot of those things that will add to that the whole experience that the guest is experiencing.
So you start with the wow.
Yes, we hope so.
Yeah, and then what's on the entrees or what's?
We have salmon cakes that we're doing. So those will also be sautéed in front of the guest with red cabbage chutney, red wine beurre blanc, and we're making a foam that's a hollandaise style kind of thing with that. So integrating some what we call molecular gastronomy techniques with the preparations as well.
Will there be dessert?
There will be dessert, and I don't want to have a spoiler alert for dessert, but we
don't give anything
going
away.
Going to be something very special. We also have braised short ribs, but we're doing those sauerbraten style with appropriate accompaniments. We're doing some German street food. There's a famous dish from Berlin called Currywurst, which is a combination of bratwurst that are sautéed with onions, kind of a barbecue curry sauce. But we're going to do it Ozark style, so we're going to have a base of fried coconut grits, so grits with coconut milk. And then we're adding some shrimp in there, and so it'll be a nice upgrade to some traditional street food as well.
There are reality shows on the Food Network or some of those networks where they have competitions and occasionally they have to build a restaurant from scratch in 24 hours, some ridiculous sort of thing, and you see the backfighting and the sniping. Things go smoothly with the students?
We hope so. It goes relatively smooth. I mean, there are always challenges.
But you kind of want a little bit of challenge, don't you?
That's right. That's right. And one example is last year in the dining room at the Crescent Hotel. I don't know if Jack Moyer wants me to mention this, but they were doing some construction upstairs. And in the afternoon, all of a sudden, a pipe breaks because they cut through a water main and you get water flowing down through the ceiling. So having to, in the midst of trying to get set up for dinner, move things around and get everything squared away, it was actually a great learning opportunity for the students to say, hey, things don't always go as planned and you have to react and make sure the guest never knows.
But you are in the Crescent, so you could always blame that it was a ghost.
That's true. That's true.
Right?
I'll have to remember that. Yeah. We'll use that as
Robert Harrington is the 21st Century Endowed Chair in Hospitality at the University of Arkansas. The event, titled A Class Act, is February 22nd and 23rd. Prices for different packages exist. It is open to the public. More information can be found at the link at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com.